I'm recording, even though Ian never remembers.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to record, but I definitely counted us down appropriately.
Ian,
yes. Greg.
You know how much I love quote-unquote pseudo-reality bad TV?
Yes.
Yeah, last night I watched what may be the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no, that is a tall order.
So I turned on an episode of Celebrity Dating Game.
Oh, I couldn't watch that. It looked terrible.
Oh, boy, is it terrible.
Do you date celebrities or do they host the show?
You both.
What?
So the show is hosted by I Will Only Stand Here Awkwardly and Read Cue Cards, Zooey Deschanel.
I've heard of her.
And co-hosted by, even more bizarrely, I Will Just Stare Out Into the Audience with a 1,000-yard stare and not pay attention to anything that's going on, Michael Bolton.
What?
And then, so Michael Bolton's sitting there by a piano for no good reason. Zooey Deschanel is very poorly reading cue cards.
Right.
First celebrity comes out, it's Hannah Brown, who's one of the former bachelorettes, right?
Okay.
So there's, you know, her on one side of the wall, three random dudes on the other side of the wall.
She came out and said, you know what worked great for me the first time?
Dating shows.
Meeting someone on national television.
They made that
Let's
joke.
Go again.
Yeah. So, you know, it's normal dating game, old school dating game. You know, she asks them questions. They answer them poorly. Yeah. At the end of each round, you know, they ask, you know, do you know who I am? And they guess wild random celebrities. After round two of them guessing wild random celebrities, Michael Bolton wakes up. And he sings a song filled with clues about the celebrity. It is horrifically bad.
It sounds terrible.
It's terrible. So first round was, and like, so, you know, celebrity finally picks, you know, bachelor number three, whatever. Bachelor sure. walks out. They move the wall out of the way. They're like, hey, here's your celebrity. Cut the commercial. There's no talk about them actually going on a date. It's just, you know, show's over.
Oh, so it's fake?
Yeah.
Like faker than usual?
Yes. Celebrity okay. number two comes out. It's the your favorite host of Nailed It. It's Nicole Byer.
Nicole Byers. I like her.
Right. She's entertaining.
Yeah, she's funny. I think that'd be a great date.
She should be hosting this show.
Sure.
Not being on it. She would make a much
so it's
better host.
By Zooey Deschanel?
Yes. It's very bizarre.
Is that what happens? Like you date a Scott brother and then your career's over?
Yes.
Holy. What's happening with her and Michael Bolton that they need to be involved in this show?
Yeah. So Nicole Byer comes out. They guess a bunch of things. No one of the three dudes has any clue in the world who Nicole Byer is. And the guy who wins, he kind of looks at her. He's like, hi. And it ends. Cut the credits.
Wow.
Next week is Iggy Azalea and Carson Kressley as the celebrities.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, you go on YouTube and watch the Michael Bolton singing part.
Okay.
Oh my! Like he's
is it good?
No, he sings "You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings" to Nicole Byers, but with all the words being about how she's the host of Nailed It, how she appeared on episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's so bad, so bad. Oh, like it made me sad when this episode ended. I was like, I had to go to bed.
Yeah,
I was
gonna,
so depressed
I'm gonna go
and
ahead
sad.
And not look that up, and I'm going to encourage you to not watch it next time it's on.
Oh, right. Man, it was bad.
Oof.
And to go with another bad game show while I'm ranting about bad game shows. Have you seen this terrible show where you have to do things in a miniature, like, diorama?
Small Fortune is spectacular.
That show is the worst.
That show is awesome. I watched every episode of Small Fortune.
Come on, dude.
And I'm riveted.
That show is terrible. I turned it on for 5 minutes, and it was the lady pulling a very tiny sheet off a very tiny table to not spill the very tiny plates. I'm like, come
yeah!
on!
It was awesome.
Oh man!
Yeah. Yep. Small Fortune gets my full endorsement. It's early enough in the show.
And it was hosted by somebody ridiculous.
The contestants are just contestants, which I like. Like that's becoming rare. Like these days, part of the appeal is the contestants are like wacky caricatures of real human beings, and I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I already hate the show Worst Cooks in America.
Sure.
But it's even worse because they're not real people on there.
Yeah.
They are people trying to break into acting, pretending to be home cooks.
Yeah, and they'd be like, hey, somehow I set this frying pan full of salt on fire.
Yeah.
What? That's not even possible!
Or they get handed a kitchen knife and they hold it by the blade and try to chop it with a handle. I was like, get out of Dodge. This is dumb.
Yeah. I can't argue with you on that.
Yeah, that shows a steaming pile. But yeah, I saw.
I hate it when that happens, man.
in the chat here, that Holy Moly starts back up.
Yeah, it's
that show gets my full endorsement.
Yeah, that's what,
man,
you say.
Tess and Riggle are hilarious together. The laughter that comes out of Tess when Rob Riggle just goes on crazy rants is so pure. It's fantastic.
Isn't he in trouble of some kind now? His wife's leaving him or something?
Who, Tess or Rob Riggle?
Rob Riggle.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, his wife's taking him for a bunch of money or some such.
That's too bad.
Like she stole money out of his house because he's bagging his assistant or something. I don't know. TMZ told me some story the other day. Yeah, like she hid the camera inside like a smoke detector in his house or something. And
yeah, Rob Riggle accused his estranged wife of spying on him through a hidden camera.
We have a surprise video feed. Hello?
Oh my goodness. Alpha, what are you doing?
Do you know your camera's on?
That was gold.
I was like, I just looked over my screen and I'm like, what is going on over here?
He wasn't even in the room. I didn't know how it was happening.
See, and for the people who don't join us live, they miss all the random excitement.
I know, that was worth the price of admission. That was a treat.
They traded in the random excitement for sound effects. See what you get.
There you go, Teeth. You got a bonus this week. I mean, I don't know who that mysterious stranger was. Welcome to the chat, Alpha.
That was hilarious.
Maybe we'll add that for the 300th show.
Just a random Alpha Cam, whatever he's doing that day. Drinking some craft beer somewhere. Oh, my, oh, my.
No, sir. Didn't like it.
All right, we will just plan on seeing him in Southern California in 2022. That's my plan.
That's a fair plan.
Oh, my, oh, my. All right, now I'm ready to get started. That pumped me up.
Okay.
That was unexpected excitement right there.
Yeah, that was a treat.
That was.
I won't lie.
All right, let's roll. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 298th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Featuring surprise alpha videos. Or you missed it, so don't worry about it. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ray. He's KS72. We got Ian. He's SneakyBean15. They're Ray. They're Ian. They're the Puzzle Warriors.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So this is the week of 6/16 to 6/23 in the year 1.5 of our COVID. In your 5-day, 4-star Craig! On the 11th, we had Gamora. Gamorpha?
She fight good old Thanos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanos, the Hands of Fate.
Yeah, that went well. That was a total success for me.
All right. Coming up...
That stun is too cheap and too effective.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Today, I'm assuming you have not played yet today.
Correct.
But today, you've got your Rocket and or Groot going up against Drax.
Oh, okay.
That was a pretty easy walkthrough for me.
Yeah, again, I feel like that's someone I have championed.
Yeah, you do.
You've got the same correct build that I do.
Oh, no. I should check it out.
No, 355 is totally the right build. I don't know what Ray's doing.
Okay.
And then
I'm
coming
not sure
up
either.
On the 21st, we have one that could be more of a struggle because Wicked is terrible.
No.
And
Wicked by himself lets him activate the power of Demiurge immediately and just destroys her.
Not when she hit. No, because she'll have all the IEP.
No, it's
that's
it's
her thing. That's her one shtick.
Yeah, I get it, but it's fine. It's a total win for Wiccan.
I don't know. It'll be challenging. She's really strong, but
she is. It won't be a walk in the park. But without anybody to steal his thunder, he is very formidable as the Demiurge.
Hmm.
Oh,
I like Samurai's ideas. Just use all the AP boosts, and you'll definitely get there first. I'm going to try without doing that. Just because, but
I will because I just won't remember.
Sure.
Just fire that chain lightning and hope for the best.
All right. Storyland. You got the you got to fight for your right to Wakanda.
Right.
That'll get you Cap, Lizard, some Carol shards, placement is Morbius, and some Null. That's followed up by the 1,372nd time you have met Rocket and or group. That'll get you some BDSM, Morbius, and Null. Placement nice. Is new character and Flower Power Colossus, because that's what I'm calling him from now on. Because I sick, okay. get sick of the fact that every time he comes on the screen, a flower grows on my screen. And it drives me bonkers. and then we got introducing new character.
Great.
We're still in the Back to Life, Back to Reality season. Right now, one of the better named ones. You know, Something Wiccan This Way Comes. Love that.
Yeah.
Name. That'll get you Rocket Groot Wiccan. Placement is the ever not popular North Star. And some Carnage shards. Five-star Carnage, that is.
And, well, you, normally, I have to argue against, you know, your disparaging on the characters. This time, I'm not going to argue whatsoever.
North Star is terrible.
You are correct, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about him, but he did pop up on my screen the other day when I was playing. Apparently, he also runs fast.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like Quicksilver Light or Quicksilver Plus. I don't know.
No, it's Quicksilver Canadian version.
Okay. That's fine. Oh, yeah. All right. North Star. I get it.
Yeah.
He sounds Canadian.
All right. So, there you go. And we got big news.
Oh, my gosh. Big news? Is this big? I have... Oh, wait. Wait till we get to the not big news and remind me that I have something to share.
Okay. Well, your big news is you correctly got a character.
Yes!
The new character is Mantis.
Yes, the age of Ian is upon us.
4-star rarity variety. She is a hero, Guardian of the Galaxy, a purple, yellow, and green. The purple is a passive. You are afraid. Whenever you match or destroy an enemy special tile, create a 3-turn purple countdown tile that stuns a random enemy for 2 turns. If that enemy is already stunned, they take a little bit of damage instead. As you go up level 5, you're creating a 1-turn countdown tile that stuns a random enemy for 4 turns. 4-turn stun on a passive.
Well, she puts him to sleep.
No doubt. her yellow power is called Oversharing for 5 yellow. Give a chosen, friendly, strike, attack, or protect tile to the enemy team and give a burst of health to the ally with the least amount of health. If that ally is a Guardian of the Galaxy, decrease the strength of the tile that you have given by 22. As you go up in level, you're giving out more health. It goes up to 2731. Decrease the tile strength by 70. Not sure I would use that a whole lot. Her green power is called Sleep. Actually, it's called Sleep!
Is green. It really?
Yeah.
That's an exclamation point?
It does. I didn't write this, ma'am. I should have done it in the first one. The first was also, you are afraid!
That's fine. I could get on board for that. Like, I just imagine, like, her rocking like a like an infant, like, hush, little baby. Sleep!
Anyway, 8 green stuns the target for 2 turns and creates a 2-turn green countdown tile that stuns the enemy for 2 turns and gives them a burst of health. If this tile is matched by either team, do some damage to the initially targeted enemy, but then stun Mantis for 2 turns. This cannot be fired while there is a sleep tile on the board. at level 4, it goes up to a 3-turn stun, and at level 5, it's a repeater tile instead of a normal countdown tile.
So and every time it activates, it re-stuns the person?
Yeah, so she's got 2 different stun powers and one power that sounds really not good. So, 5-3-5.
Seems clear. I was really hoping that sleep would put a random number of hit points of character asleep, but apparently that's...
as you went up in level, you just got a bigger hit point pool?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that would be fun. So that's Mantis. She's coming into the introducing the 17th to the 24th. That's going to reward you some ISO 8 and a heroic token. And Mantis shards will be in those progression rewards. In the Meat Rocket and or Groot, there are tokens to the Meat Rocket and Groot cover pack in there. And Mantis is in placement rewards. Then Venom Bomb's running, and she is in progression rewards. And then Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is running the 20th to the 25th. She's in progression rewards there, and there are tokens for the Mantis and Friends Vault. Her versus is called Star Athlete. I think I'm missing something there with that name. That's running the 17th and 21st. She's in placement there. And then, oh, they didn't rename the PvP, so it's a typo again? Okay, great. So apparently hers is actually called Mixed Emotions. That's a little bit better. Mantis in progression rewards tokens, the Mantis and Friends Vault. That vault runs the 20th and 26th, 80 items. A 4-star Mantis, a 4-star Love Sausage, and a random 4-star cover, in that their vault. So there you go. Ian's on a streak of one in a row.
Yes.
With Mantis.
I think I see it. So they're saying that in Star Athlete, which is North Star's event, you can get Mantis rewards.
Yes.
All right.
And then Mixed Emotions is hers.
Right. But I did it.
Yeah.
Behold the impressive twilight of man. Everyone will be reborn in my image.
All right. In other news, hey, there was a survey.
There was.
Did you survey?
I did. Yeah. I always do. Turns out that Doctor Strange is my favorite 3-star because he's useful. David Halla is my favorite 4-star because his powers are neat. And Wanda is my favorite 5-star because her powers are neat.
All right, hold on. Now I got to diverge for 1 second. Just because of the way you pronounce Holler.
Yeah.
So there was a question on Family Feud today.
Yeah.
It was, name a word that rhymes with dollar. What do you think this lady said?
Holler?
No, that would have been a good answer.
Really? That's not a good answer, but...
Well, that was what her teammate said, and he got points.
No, okay.
Her answer was loller.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she made up a
word. Like Jerry the King?
Yes. Except they spelled it, you know, L-O-L-L-A-R up on the big board. Loller. She got 0 points.
Like, I don't know what that is. Like, nobody someone does. Who lolls?
She completely made it up. Everyone got sad. She got 0 points. But they still won the money, so what are you going to do? I don't know. That was it. What else you got in news?
Did I ever tell you I remembered? Remember the day that I said that you were being discussed possibly by Teeth in Reddit and you got the maximum number of downvotes and Teeth was banned from Reddit for mentioning you?
Yes.
I remember.
All right. It was because someone had screenshotted in Marvel Puzzle Quest a story event that no one had ever seen before. It was like the Muir Island mystery or something. And everybody's like, what's that? Why don't I have that? Tell me more. And then it vanished. And Teeth was like, I wonder if it's about the ghost and Mrs. Muir for Craig's benefit.
It's a good TV show.
We know.
As far as MPQ news, I got a couple things. So I don't know what they're called. When you go into recruit people, and over on the right, there's the recruit, on the left-hand side, there's the recruit thing. I don't know what those are called. But you remember they had one that had the new character, Ronan, with Hela and Sinister?
Yes.
So they had that in there. I decided to spend all of my command points on that because I didn't have Sinister, Hela, or Ronan, champed.
Sure.
So I spent 1,950 command points.
Wow.
Holy shejeebus.
And, managed to get 4 covers and champ my Sinister, got 3 covers for Hela, so she's at a 5-2-4 now, and I got 8 covers for Ronan.
Wow.
That's a lot of Ronan.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was a good run.
I'm not sure I've had that many command points in the entire time I've played this game.
I hadn't spent any in a long time, so. The other thing I had is today is, for me, day 2,555, which divided by 365 is exactly 7 years. This is my MPQ 7-year anniversary.
Wow, happy anniversary.
There had to have been a leap year in there somewhere, so I think you're off.
That's probably true, but...
Nope, I like where you're at.
But,
I have no idea what my day is.
I was going to say, in sadder news, Samurai spent 1,500 CP and got 1 Ronin cover.
That is much sadder news. I am getting my Devil Dinos, though. I got my first one today, so I got 2 more
cards. Right. I don't know. Is there any other news? That was it?
No.
All newsed out?
Yes.
Okay. Let's head into the top three from the top three, then.
Okay. This week. Now, it was definitely already on the possible top three lists, but I will tell you, while I was in Pittsburgh, I took Owen to the Buell Planetarium, and what they were offering was a laser light show set to Beatles songs.
That'd been a good time.
And that really was the impetus for me picking this. It was a good time, and he loved it. He was riveted for 30 full minutes. He was dancing in the aisles, singing along, clapping. I was
nice.
It was $5 well spent, let
me
tell
you. Oh my gosh, that's a bargain.
Yeah. I had not realized that the Carnegie Science Museum had absorbed the Buell Planetarium, but I was happy to see that it still exists in at least
name form. Yeah, when they built the new place, they closed the old planetarium.
That makes sense. But yeah, again, $5 well spent. I was super entertained. So this week we're going to explore our top three favorite Beatles songs.
Please hold your hate till the end.
Yes, that's fine. I'm sure we have lots to say. Apparently, we have tons of honorable mentions. I didn't add any honorable mentions. This was on my mind, and it's easy for me, but I'm going to start since I didn't start the last 2 weeks, and I'm trying to rotate. And so let me tell you about my number three. And it made my list for several reasons. I'm surprised it made my list because it is a super popular song, but it is indeed a super excellent song. And I love the backstory of the song. I love everything it spawned. There are other side things that make me love this song. And I will take you through all of those, but I'll take you right to the song first of all. My number three is Yellow Submarine. I love Yellow Submarine.
We all live in a Yellow Submarine.
I love that a whole cartoon movie, like mythology, spawned around it. I mean, there's blue meanies, there's people are doing things, there's crazy 60s hippie animation. I love all that. I love the just conceptually the song, like the idea that Paul and John had this idea, managed to pitch it to two other guys, convinced them it was a good idea, and then to top it all off, thought, let's use the stellar vocals of our drummer on this one. I'm sure it'll be a great plan. And it was.
Didn't the Muppets do that? Didn't they have a Yellow Submarine in an episode?
I would not be at all surprised. It would be an easy transition. And,
I have to think so. That's what I think of. So I, unless I'm just imagining it.
I loved it because back when the rest of the world was playing Rock Band, Craig and Ray and I were also playing Rock Band and singing Yellow Submarine in two-part harmony with Craig as me as the background vocals was by far one of my favorite things.
That was fun.
It was awesome. And in an awful way, but still an awesome way. And, there you go, Muppets Sesame Street doing Yellow Submarine.
Nice.
So, yeah, there you go. Yellow Submarine, my number three. Let's move on to Ray.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm a Beatles fan in any way. So I pulled up a list of their greatest hits and went through and went, oh, that one's not bad. All right, that one's not bad. Like, I just started picking out some of the songs that I like. And I ended up with 13 of them. So then I had to narrow down from there which ones I thought were the best. So I'm not really sure that I'm 100% that these are my top three, but these are the ones I went with. Fairly popular song. You hear it all the time, but I do like it. One of the things I like about the Beatles is the fact that they influenced so many rock bands since then. So A Hard Day's Night, I think, really influenced a lot of bands in a, more rock direction. Hard Day's Night. That's my number three.
That one also had a movie, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
They were cranking out tons of movies back then.
It's true. All right, my number three, which would be number one on the hate list, I'm sure, is one of my favorite songs because it entertains me every time I hear it. We used to play this at work all the time, so I'm sure Ray might be able to pick this song out because I used to play it at my desk a lot. So it is the Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey combo song.
I knew that was on your list. You love that song.
I love that song. Reason. Good times. It's fun to sing. That is all.
Sorry, as soon as I pitched this, I was like, and I had no idea what the name of the song was. I was just like, oh, Craig's list is definitely going to include Admiral What's-His-Nuts and Colonel Mustard.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert.
Man, that's Uncle Albert. That is one of those Admiral Beatles Halsey songs that I actually really hate.
But just we haven't stand that song. Done a single thing all day.
Yeah.
Is Admiral Halsey related to the pop singer Halsey? Yeah, we lost him. That is totally on brand for Greg. All right.
What's your number two?
So number two. My love for my number two stems from back when I was a teenage hooligan / drifter, and I spent my days not entirely sober sitting on what is known in State College as the wall. And it's just a small memorial indentation in a retaining wall on campus.
Where the same hippies have been playing drums for 50 straight years.
They have, and we would share that space with, not at the same time, but, we would vacate the space, they would take it over and have a drum circle, and vice versa. So as my days went on and I became a more respectable human being, some of the people that I shared my wall time with decided that we should also pass our time at the wall with wholesome activities like singing and playing the guitar. And when we did this, we always sang Maxwell's Silver Hammer by the Beatles. And I love that song.
I don't have any idea what that song is.
Oh, well, you'll have to look it up after the show.
Yeah.
I like that you were strong on the Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey, and you're like, Maxwell Silver Hammer, never heard of it.
Never heard of ass. It.
So that was my number two.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever heard of it either. Interesting. So apparently I'm the one that's going to be picking the more popular songs.
Yeah. Well, again, you don't like Beatles songs that much.
Right. That is true. So speaking of which, my number two, Say You Want a Revolution.
Nice. That's a good song.
I really like that song. That's one of the Beatles songs that I can say that I actually thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah. Cool. Good choice.
My number two is the super exciting Paperback Writer.
Oh, that is a good tune.
I love me some Paperback Writer.
Yeah, that's super solid. I totally approve.
I'm not going to grouse about that one.
Wanna be a Paperback Writer. Paperback Writer. Writer. It's a good song.
Hold on. I've ruined everything. Uh-oh. All right, I'm back.
Man in the box. Give us your number one.
Sorry, I was trying to figure out how to use the internet, but I wasn't super... It's hard. Let me see. I got to try something here.
Uh-oh.
Did that work?
Yes.
Yes! Take that, internet. Abbey Road was a really popular album for me. That's also why that's up there. So that'll be in the chat if you need it later, Craig.
All right.
All right. So anyway, my number one, it was on a mixtape in my parents' car when I was younger. So I heard it about 1,000 times. It was one of the first, if not the first song that I knew all the lyrics to. And it was the first time that I performed karaoke at Highway Pizza in Westerly Plaza when I was 14 years old. I sang Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles. It's still my favorite song by the Beatles.
I'm not sure I knew that song either.
Oh, man, you guys are killing me.
Killing me, Smalls.
Well, Craig's killing me. Ray made it very clear that he was like, guess what I don't enjoy? The Beatles. I was like, cool, I get that. I don't know if I can cut and paste two things into Discord, so
I am reminded of the if you watch the Pulp Fiction extended version, Mia Wallace and Vincent Vega have this long discussion about you're either a Beatles guy or an Elvis guy, and she's like, maybe you don't like either one, but you hate one of them more, and that, like, if you hate Elvis more, that makes you a Beatles guy. That's where I'm at.
Oh, see? I like that philosophy, but I like both. See, now I feel like I'm in a wrong... I like the Beatles, but I also like Elvis. I think I like the Beatles a smidge more, but not much. Elvis was great.
Yeah, I can't stand Elvis. If you want to do a top three Elvis, I'm just out.
I will not.
Number one with a bullet in the ghetto. One of the most sad, depressing songs you'll ever hear. I love it.
That's your number one?
I love In the Ghetto. In the ghetto. In the ghetto.
I'm trying to cut you off here. So my number one, I didn't actually know was a Beatles song the first time I heard it because it was being performed by Aerosmith, Come Together. I love the Aerosmith version. And then I heard the Beatles version afterwards and I'm like, oh, well, I get why they covered that. Like, it's a really good song. So yeah, Come Together is my number one. I enjoy it every time.
That's a good song.
Okay.
Apparently I surprised Brondiac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're yes.
You were in the ghetto, Craig?
I love In the Ghetto.
Or are you just messing with everybody?
What, the Elvis song? I love In the Ghetto.
No. Oh, I don't know why you peppered it into this. I was like, I'm sure that doesn't count, but I'm just gonna let it go.
I'm confused.
I thought you were just demanding that you were gonna I like that Elvis song so much it made my Beatles list.
No. No, my number one Beatles song is Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's solid. That's a good tune.
Yeah, like that was on my honorable mention list.
All right. Well, what else you got, Ray? Because I've got some.
All right. So here's the songs that I thought that were in competition. While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
That's also on my list.
Yep. I enjoy that. Help.
Sure.
It's a really popular one, but, you know, it's all right. Can't Buy Me Love. Money. I love the covers of Money.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I saw her standing there, and we can work it out.
Yeah, I'm about half with you there. So once you got to your number one, I forgot to Again, it's off Abbey Road, so I love it. But that's a fantastic song. I didn't even make an honorable mention list, but do love Come Together. I don't know what they're referencing most of the time in that song.
True enough.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent many years not knowing what Toe Jam Football was, and I was just like, I'm just going to pass. Right. I'm just going to enjoy the song for what it is and pretend the lyrics were written by Beck.
There you go.
But yeah, so half your list, your honorable mentions, that is. I don't love the early Beatles. They felt like what they were. They were like a British boy band. And then, like, after, you know, a couple successful albums in the States, they turned into something completely different, and it was 100% better.
Sure, I totally get that. I don't know the order of the albums or where each song was written. I could make a guess based on that whole boy band theory, but I'm just going by, you know, these are songs that I find catchy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so this obviously is not the right show for it, but Teeth and Craig are completely right. They definitely stumbled across some music enhancers throughout their career. Again, my number three was about people who live in a yellow submarine, and they had to scrape their drummer off the ceiling and convince him to sing it because he was worried he was getting attacked by blue meanies.
No. I've got two more honorable mentions.
Do it, Doug.
One of them is Yesterday, and the other one is Taxman.
Yeah, both excellent.
Yeah, so that was my list. And the aforementioned While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, Yesterday is definitely a good song. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with Taxman, but...
Here come the Taxman!
Yeah, I know how that one goes.
Taxman! Because an entire song written about the fact that they got rich, and they got angry because they had to pay British income tax. That's funny.
Was their solution to throw a bunch of tea into Massachusetts Harbor?
That's right. Apparently, Old Man Sartoot wishes to hear the Barney Gumble rendition of Number 9. Number 9?
I thought it was Number 8.
I don't know.
I thought she wanted a plum sitting in perfume in a men's hat.
I don't remember.
Was it number? I thought it was Number 8. Bleh, Number 8. Bleh.
I thought it was Number 9. I don't know.
It was Number 8.
All right, there you go.
Nice.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Ian, hit us with some trivia.
Oh, the trivia. Last week, I asked you about Pepper Potts and her allergies. Turns out she's allergic to strawberries. Who knew? I'll tell you who knew. Lots of people listening to the show, but especially Perondiac. This week, I have an ultra-rare Marvel Puzzle Quest trivia question handed to me by my favorite North Carolinian samurai, UNC Samurai. What four characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest share a variant cover from the exact same comic? That again, there are four Marvel Puzzle Quest characters that have a variant cover from the exact same comic. Which four of these are they? You'll have to do a little potential work to solve this one. I'll be back at you next week with the answer. Speaking of that, we got a segue. Let's talk about our upcoming shows and non-shows. Next week, you can expect an abbreviated show because we will be Craigless. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ray and I will bring you as much show as we can handle, but we're both heading on vacation shortly thereafter that, so we're going to give you a taste of a show. Then we will be taking one full week off for broadcasting. And when we return, we will bring you the always exciting, never before aired, extended 300th anniversary episode. We'll be doing our 300th show, and it will include what is turning out to be a pile of extra content. So go on an extra long drive before you fire up your podcast, or if you're following along live, expect to stay up a little later and a little longer than usual, because we will be bringing you all of our greatest hits and then some.
Or if your name is Merrick, tell your dad you need his phone a little bit longer.
That as well. Absolutely. Never before recorded. There will be no guest appearances by Wings. Not the band. Not the podcast. Although that would be great.
And we will not be eating wings.
Ugh. And we will not be eating wings on the air. That's gross. Nobody will. Like, I would do that, but then I'd get sauce on all my stuff. Or, you know, I'd get seasoning in my keyboard. I don't.
And who would edit it? Because I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, Bray's not going to listen to people eat. He'll want to eat wings.
Right.
But he's not going to listen to the two of us chew wings.
That is accurate.
That does sound delicious, but... Craig, have I told you you're slowly winning me over?
With what things?
I'm a dry rub kind of guy now.
Oh, it's simply less, no mess.
Yeah, well, it's just less as delicious.
Mess. Yeah, less mess.
I was going to say, I had some dry wings not that long ago, and they were still messy. Not as
they
messy.
They were messy, but... and they almost killed Ray at least four times.
They tried.
Yeah.
I kept inhaling the dry rub.
No, yeah, don't do that. You haven't
evolved. Can't breathe in while you're doing that.
No.
Yeah.
I have not tried your mystery baking soda wing thing yet, Samurai. Yeah.
It's still a very, very exciting option and a very valid option.
It's baking powder, isn't it?
Yeah, it is baking powder instead of baking soda.
Yeah, I should not mix those two things. That would be bad.
Yeah, that would be a weird wing.
Maybe like foam okay. up some. Yeah, get all bubbly on the outside.
So that's all the news that I have.
Well, great, you want to get to this trivia question?
I did, I asked it already.
Oh. Wow, all right. Moving on then.
Giant sack of Craig.
Willie, what's in the mailbag then? What are you waiting on?
Not a whole lot this week. Hey, we got a comment from Stinkpong over on the Reddit.
I've heard of him.
He said, Ian is killing it again. I'm so glad somebody mentioned Road to Perdition for Tom Hanks. What a good movie.
Woo!
I also have to recommend The Lady Killers because that character that Tom Hanks plays is so bizarre. It is hilarious. And he did mention from Saving Private Ryan, I love the sharpshooter character in that movie because my dad is left-handed and shoots exactly the same way that bumpkin does. Also, it's Barry Pepper. How can you not like that sharpshooter? But also, I've had some time on the bag with an Ought 3A3 like he has. What a wonderful rifle. Never had the pleasure. I find the World War II weapons are rare because collectors... you know, collect them, and so the prices for them are way higher than I'm willing to spend.
What? We didn't fire any of those in Vegas?
No, not that. No.
Okay.
I went for the, when we were doing that, I went for the...
Did you do the NATO pack?
No, I did, well, it depends on which time. I did a Russian pack, and then I did the Mafia pack. So I got to fire, like, a Tommy gun and that sort of thing.
Right. I remember doing the Russian sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Combo pack. There was, like, a couple of those.
I had a bruise for, like, 3 days from that.
Yeah. I remember you got the one belt feed gun that kept jamming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Not a sponsor. Go to Battlefield Vegas, people. It's a good time.
It is. It's not cheap, but it's fun. So, hey, yeah, that's it. Stink Palm. Thanks. And thanks, Willie,
for
bringing us that one letter.
Yeah, I guess. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump. No claps. You up. Ian's the worst.
So. No, it was totally perfect. Uh-huh. I heard them both this week. We were totally in sync.
Yeah.
Let's talk about boosted characters instead. The 3-star. I'm back on board. I'm awake. I got my excitement yawns out. Here we go. Gray suit is boosted. She's got that green AoE. Super expensive, but it does some stuff. So does her red. Both doing more damage. The 3-star Gamora. She's got a discount red damage. Like, good for 2,000 when she's boosted. That's for 5. That's always something to look forward to. Her other stuff is boosted, too, but I don't remember what it is. I feel like she puts out strike tiles and stuns you while doing damage to 2 of the 3 characters. So, an already decent character, boosted. Recently reworked Psylocke is boosted. Again, her powers are inexpensive. At least the red and the black are the damage dealers. They're 6 each. Is there a way to make the red cheaper? Does anybody use Psylocke or remember how she works?
I'm going to go with no.
I'll take that as a yes. Just in case.
Is that, anyway, I think it's boosted, like, it gets cheaper when you have more tiles on the board, right?
Something like that. Something comes out and it gets even less. It's a good deal. Quicksilver's boosted. People seem to like him. Does he have a tire swapping ability? That would make him popular. Because otherwise, I don't care for him. But his blue will do more damage.
He's got so that excitement yawn power, though. So, you know.
He does zip on the board. He is the original North Star. He has not been eclipsed by his Canadian twin just yet. She-Hulk, her red AoE is going to be boosted. And her special tile stealing ability probably boosted as well. Let's see which 4 stars are boosted and what they do. We've got Black Cat. I remember her from earlier. Her purple will do some more damage. She's got black trap tiles that do damage. And she can hurt stunned people with her green. Iceman. He's always been good. He's still hanging in there. He's got a good green AoE and a solid blue punch for a whole bunch of damage. Once and a whole bunch of stun, but that's not relevant. Recently reworked, Jubilee. Her green AoE is boosted. Her purple light show is boosted. And I don't know how her yellow works, but it's boosted. Let's see, who is this? Is this Mockingbird? I remember her. Man, her red's incredible.
Yeah.
Use her red. It does all the damage in the world. And she can, her purple can give friendly matches a little bit more oomph. And I believe Negasonic Teenage Warhead is boosted. Green AoE is boosted. Her self-heal is boosted. And her red damage is also improved. And the ever-popular boosted 5-stars are still at it. Let's see what those guys are up to. I don't have 5-stars, so I'm going to learn for the first time with you guys, because it's been a while. Daredevil. There's a 5-star version of him. His yellow strike tiles are improved, along with his self-heal. He gets more damage out of his green ability, and he gets more bonus damage out of his purple as long as people are stunned. 5-star Dr. Octopus. Oh, boy. I'm trying to remember him, because I feel like... Was he recently reworked? Because I feel like at some point his green was really convoluted, but maybe that's the boss version of him. Maybe the regular version of him just does some AoE damage.
No, I think he was reworked. Yeah,
I think you're correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Recently reworked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be if you, if you stepped on your toe 4 times and jumped left and
something happened.
You had 107 AP of every color that you just won.
Right, like the 5th countdown tile finally went off and it was his master plan and it would destroy everybody.
After you went through plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Yeah.
All right, I didn't dream that. That's cool. And he makes better strike tiles these days. Recently reworked Gambit. One of the old metas who got the boot. His aces and eights are going to deal more damage per charge tile. And his purple countdowns are going to deal more damage. And the Peter Parker, 5-star Spider-Man. His web shot is going to deal more damage. And his green agility does some bursts of damage. So, yeah, those will be boosted. So, a fairly midland mix of characters. Let's see what Samurai can recommend.
Spider-Man clearly the winner this week.
Oh, of the 5-stars?
Yeah.
Is Gambit no good ever since his rework?
He's really mediocre.
Okay.
Spider-Man's good.
Good. The Peter Parker version?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see what Samurai thinks about these things. I believe in him. Let's see, 4-stars. Oh, he says the way to go is Iceman, his punching of snowmen, tons of damage, and if you like Mockingbird, her bombshells are out of control. 5-stars. Daredevil, apparently good. Daredevil can pack a punch, and unlike Half-Thor, he can heal himself to prevent unfortunate accidents. 5-star sure. Players might also get use out of Peter Parker and that green multi-punch. Okay, so the arachnid agility, effective. Especially when boosted. Well, there you go. There are some ideas. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. Now streaming live.
Oh, that was good. Let's head over to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. This week, I'm picking 3 characters that nobody has these. Only whales have these 3 characters, champ. But I have faced them, and I don't want to do that again. 5-star team this week. We're starting with Wanda, Colossus, and Cyclops. You got the 2 Phoenix Force, and you throw in the House of M Wanda there. Let me tell you, I got whooped several times by this team. You've got Wanda. With her chaos magic, she can generate AP by turning 2 team-up tiles into whatever color you want. And also, powers deal more damage for every AP that you have in that color. It's like 4% for every AP. That's at level 4. So she helps do damage. Her hex, her blue, is 9 to fire off. And it lowers somebody's powers by 4, so it makes them a 1-1-1 character. And that enemy takes 55% more damage from powers while they're being affected by it. And you can extend, it starts off that that lasts for 5 turns, but you can extend that by just making purple, blue, or green matches. So it's excessively powerful because it just increases like anything you do to that character by 55%. And then she also has her green, which is a passive that automatically does damage. When an ally takes damage, it charges up this repeater tile, and it causes allies to take 40% less damage per charge on the repeater. So it can max out to like 80%. So you're taking 80% less damage while that thing's out there. You throw in Colossus, who increases your match damage, his own match damage, by 126%, and his allies take 83% less match damage. This is what killed me. I'm like, all right, let's start doing damage. And I start making moves, and I'm doing like 30, 40 points of damage. Like, I can't hurt them. And then you throw in Cyclops, which you combine their two yellows between Colossus and Cyclops. Colossus boosts his match damage by 126%. Well, Cyclops, throw him in. Every time you get 7 yellow, you can increase that match damage by another 75%. And, you know, randomly swap some tiles around as well. The match damage that Colossus ends up doing is ridiculous. He wiped me out before I could do anything. I couldn't get enough AP to fire powers before their match damage was just taking me out. So, like I said, when you get these, Wanda, Colossus, Cyclops, I have one in my spec. I have Wanda at a 4-4-5, Cyclops at a 4-4-5, and Colossus at a 5-5-3. What this does is it boosts up the amount of match damage they're doing, the amount of power damage they're doing, and it reduces the amount of damage that this team takes. So that's why I put the powers where I did. And again, I don't have these characters, champ, but if I did, I think that's where I would try them out. So when you get them, try it out, because, man, it's just crushing. Way, way better than, like, everybody was down on Colossus and Cyclops when they came out, and they didn't really like them that much. I'm telling you, put them together, throw in a Wanda, it's really devastating.
That's what I'm talking about. That fight starts, that stupid flower gets on the screen, and I'm like, ah, crap bags.
Yeah. Yeah, and Colossus has so many hit points, which he should, but.
Sure, yeah, that's kind of his shtick.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
When he's not holding the screen so new bad guys don't appear,
that's right.
He's having hit points.
Exactly. All right, so there you go. That's the team up for this week. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Ian, open Steam.
Who are the other three members of the Phoenix Force? Will we be expecting them in the future?
Let me see if I can remember. But that was many years ago.
Emma Frost, apparently. Magic and Namor.
All right.
Thanks, everybody else.
Everybody should have, yeah.
Thanks, not Craig.
And yet, somehow we got, you know, our 97th copy of Scott before we got a second Namor. That is travesty.
Could that mean a second Magic in my future?
If only I get my Namor first, then you can have however many Magics you want.
Nope.
Yeah, Imperius Rex is the bomb.
He's not.
Did you
bomb.
Open Steam yet?
I did. I'm ready to go.
Well, do it,
I
Doug.
Just need to hear the intro.
We're going to open up some tokens brought to you by this guy.
You don't need to. Brought to you on the front end.
I did it.
Magic from New Mutants was the only good part of New Mutants. Thanks, Perondiak. I agree with you fully.
I'm assuming he's talking about the movie, because that movie was not good.
That was a terrible movie, but again...
She was good.
Her contribution was really what made me finish the film.
Yeah. Yep.
I got a 4-star Captain Marvel.
All right. Okay. I've got 9.
Wow. I've got 8.
All right. Would you like to go first or second?
Sure, I'll start.
All right.
First one is a 4-star, whoop, 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 Mr. Fantastic, the Bombastic.
Nice. Mr. Lovelo.
Number 2 is Negasonic herself. I hear she'll be boosted. Number 3 is another 4-star, Iceman. Number 4, Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze.
Ooh.
Number 5, another 4-star, Valkyrie. Come on. Nope. Number 6 is, I don't know that symbol, Monica Rambeau.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Yeah. I don't know where I have her. Number 7 is a 5-star, finally. Preservation for Phoenix 5 Colossus. I do not recall if I need that or not. And finally, it is another 4-star, Black Cat.
She's going to be boosted.
Nice. I got 2 boosts. That is a cover that I need. My Colossus is now at a 3-4-2.
Wow, pretty good.
Not bad.
All right, my first one, we got a 4-star Thanos. Number 2, She-Thor. Imperious Rex. Oh, sad times. War Machine. There's a purple one. Null Space. I don't know if I have that. Whoa, a second purple one. Another Null Space. That was exciting. There's a Nova. Two left. Another purple one. Another Null Space.
Null Space?
Yeah. It's the black power for Null.
Right.
And then Thing. So not one, but two, but three of the same power for Null, which brings him up to a 3-0-1.
Nice. That's a good run.
Good.
Yeah,
time.
3 out of 9. That's pretty good.
That was way more 5 stars than you're ever supposed to get.
Yeah, that was right. That was 1/3 of them. I mean, 33% there. All right, good times. This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, or the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com. We are part of a podcasting network to bring you as much podcasting variety as you could need. You can check out all the shows as part of the network on the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
No. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray on the Reddit, the forums, or just via email. Head over to PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, like I said, send them in. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner and give us a little love, or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. I will talk to you in 3 weeks. So remember, kids, always try and grab the golden ring. Good night, everybody.
Hey. Nice. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Oh, he likes that clue.
I did like that clue.
Yeah, you like it now. But it's wicked hard to catch and near impossible to see. Bye-bye.